what Texas is doing to thwart it. My endorsements are, I'm incredibly proud of them. They know, people like Congressman Paul Gosar, Congressman Andy Biggs, Ron Colburn, who was the deputy chief of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol nationally. He's endorsed me as well because of my stance on this immigration stuff. And we just got another one this week, the Minuteman Project and Jim Gilchrist's group.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a PAC that is very much engaged in the immigration issues and thwarting this illegal invasion that we're having. They just came on this week and endorsed me as well. So very, very proud of those and happy for them. But you know what? All these endorsements, they don't mean a whole lot unless I get the endorsements of the voters of Nevada's 4th District. And that's what we work on every single day. And that's what I'll continue to do.
What did you think of the Supreme Court confirmation process? They had a big deal at the White House this morning to celebrate it. Your thoughts on what's gone down over the last several weeks?
Yeah, I think it goes back to when it all started, when the president said that he was only going to consider, an African-American female as the only person, and using race and gender as a qualifier for a Supreme Court justice is just shameful. And unfortunately, I think that's the biggest scar on the process out of this entire thing. Whether or not she's qualified, I don't think in this particular instance, I don't think it matters, and I don't think it it was well determined. I think the process excluded people who could have been, on merit, a much better candidate, even on the Democrat side. So I think there's a big scar on it. It's unfortunate. But the reality is she's going to be a Supreme Court justice, and it's still 6-3 conservative. And I ask everybody listening, and I will be doing it as well, pray for the health of the conservative justices, and all of the justices. But we got to pray that nothing happens and we lose the Supreme Court, because it's shameful what happened.
Final couple of minutes. Deutsche Bank predicting in the last couple of days a U.S. recession in 2023 due to federal the Fed rate hikes. Do you share that skepticism?
Well, I do, and what I'm reading about it is, and this a lot. Some of this is breaking over the last couple of hours. There's indications, an 80% indication that the interest rate, a few weeks ago when the Fed met, they came out and they increased a quarter of a point. There's estimates now that there's an 80% chance that the next meeting in May is going to result in somewhere of a half a point increase, which is huge. When we haven't had interest rates raised in quite some time, now back to back in a double in May, what happened last month. So there's no indication that's going to stop. The indication initially was it was going to be every quarter, quarter it was going to be a quarter of a point, and now for them to indicate there might be a doubling of that in May, that brings to question what's going to happen in the third and fourth quarter this year, and in 2023 is if those things do happen. It will curb spending. It will curb access to money for lending, et cetera, and that can have a significant impact on our economy. Unfortunately, with the inflation the way it's going now, some action has to be taken. But the action I would project or predict or fight for is the reopening of our economy and free market capitalism to take control again.
Sam, I had a chance last Saturday to meet a lot of your volunteers, and they are so nice, and they use technology well that you provide to them. What is it you need right now? Do you need volunteers? You need money? Give me the landscape that we're looking at here.
Yeah, a little of both. We're 8 weeks out from the primary election. We got to keep our foot on the gas, and we're certainly doing that. If people want to get engaged, they can certainly call my office, call me. 702-843-4661. I'm happy to take the call. You can go to my website, sampetersforcongress.com. Send me a note through there that you want to get involved. We'll reach out to you. And we need people to volunteer, get on the phones and help us out that way. Calling other conservative voters. Money is always welcome and accepted. We started our new TV ad campaign last week. Our advertisement, I think I showed you while you were here. It's
very
a good one.
Powerful, very powerful.
But we got to keep it going. So we've got a few more weeks to keep our foot on the gas, and we're going to do it. And anybody that wants to get involved is welcome to do so.
Sam, have a great weekend at the fair, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31 on a Friday afternoon, overall not too bad right now. Looks like commuters are pretty much up to full speed there on the Southern Beltway. They've cleaned up that earlier incident there that was on the right shoulder near Pebble. Lane restrictions on U.S. 95 northbound at Ann Road up there in the northwest part of the valley. Do expect delays through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Eastern and the 15 interchange. And by the way, over the weekend and into next week, that's going to be down to one lane each direction beginning at 11 p.m. at night. We'll tell you more about that.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Baseball opening day, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 4-2. Arizona's Pavin Smith sliced a line drive single to start the seventh, ending an opening day no-hit bid by the Padres. Yu Darvish threw the first six innings for San Diego without giving up a hit. The teams play again tonight. Lefty Sean Manaea starts for the Padres against right-hander Merrill Kelly. The Astros beat the Angels 3-1. Shohei Ohtani struck out nine over 4 2/3. He gave up a run on four hits. The series continues tonight. Lefty Reed Detmer starts for the Angels against righty Jake Odorizzi. The Giants open up at home this afternoon, 1:35. First pitch against the Marlins. Righty Logan Webb faces Miami righty Sandy Alcantara. Right-hander Frankie Montas starts for the A's this afternoon at Philadelphia against right-hander Aaron Nola. The Dodgers on the road this afternoon facing Colorado. Right-hander Walker Buehler starts against lefty Kyle Freeland. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy a free drink with purchase of a new Chef's Chicken Sandwich. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/online code.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Wayne Allen Root coming in at 3. We're going to be talking in just a few minutes with Jesse Turner. He is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. The lines of CD1 have been redrawn to where it is much more favorable, I think, to a Republican candidate than ever before. We'll talk about that and about the state of the race in CD1 coming up. We haven't had Jesse on in quite a while, so it'll be good to get back with him. There is breaking news on the Will Smith front, believe it or not, and our own gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking the story all morning long. This just came out. Give us what the Academy is up to.
Well, they, of course, Will Smith, he kind of preempted everything here. Remember, they were talking about giving him a 15-day window to respond, so they were going to punish him on the 18th of this month, but he resigned already, so they didn't have to wait. But what we're hearing right now is he is going to be barred from the Oscars. He can't put his butt in the seat for 10 years. It wasn't a lifetime ban. And get this, Kevin, it doesn't look like he's banned from winning another Oscar either. So if he has an Oscar-winning performance, he can't show up. And maybe,
excepting for Will Smith.
Yeah, excepting for Will. I doubt if it will be Amy Schumer. But,
oh, my God.
Look, she was traumatized by the whole thing. She was in a ball on her bed with her kid, I guess, after the whole thing went down. She was so upset, but... But yeah, he's going to be gone for 10 years. But isn't it amazing how the left wing people they know they have to do something, but it's not a lifetime ban like Trump with Twitter. They give him we'll slap him right there, and hey, if he has a great performance next year, let's just nominate him and maybe give him another Oscar.
Well,
it's amazing.
The big question for me is not so much what the Motion Picture Academy ends up doing or saying. It's what the American public are going to do. Are they going to continue to bankroll his lifestyle by going to movies and, you know, I don't know what the going rate for a movie with Will Smith is right now. I'm guessing he makes probably $20 million per film.
Probably.
Or thereabouts. The question is, will people boycott his films?
Well, and that may reset his salary as well moving forward. We just don't know yet. I guess it depends on the success of this current movie that he won the Oscar for. And then you just kind of go from there. And I would assume he's probably filming at least one or two movies every year. I mean, these A-listers, they're always working.
Yeah.
They never go a couple of years between movies because the money's too good, not only for them, but for the production company that's putting the whole thing together. And we'll see. I don't know. 10 years? Do you think that's enough?
I'll be honest with you. For me, that's fine. You know, because ultimately this is not going to be, you know, whether he ends up making great movies again, like Muhammad Ali and other stuff. To me, that's not the issue. The issue is, will America boycott Will Smith films? It's very easy to say, well, we got a choice of film A or the new Will Smith movie. And people say, I'll go to A, please.
Right.
I'm not going to finance this guy's lifestyle. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But you're going to continue to follow this story because I have a feeling it's not done.
I think his best movies, though, were in the 90s. Enemy of the State. Do you remember that one?
That was
a movie where he was in Washington, D.C. He was a lawyer, and he witnessed a congressman murder somebody, and he had the tape and didn't know he had the tape, and the congressman's people were chasing him. It was a great movie, and I think it came out in the late 90s, but yeah, that was a big movie of his, and of course the Men in Black series.
Yeah.
Probably
cute.
his best run.
Cute and fun, and you don't have to think a lot. Coming up on the program, how did NBC lie to America? Tucker Carlson will tell us in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hello, Battleborn, Nevada. In 1976, a group of American patriots came together to form Gun Owners of America to protect your Second Amendment rights. As we know, the radical left and the Biden administration have your gun rights in their crosshairs and will stop at nothing to achieve their gun control agenda. Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America. We are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are hosting a Meet the Candidates night at our office, so that you can get to know the people running for office here in Nevada and discuss their views on the Second Amendment. Please join us this Monday, August 11th at 5 p.m. to meet the candidates for the Nevada Assembly. We are located at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Chorus parking lot. If you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com. Gun Owners of America paid for this ad.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The following probably qualifies as a, you probably already knew this, but this will reconfirm what you already know, sort of thing. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel talking about NBC and how this major network essentially lied to the American people. Listen to Tucker Carlson from last night.
Before the Russian military invaded Ukraine, a chilling story began to appear in a number of American media outlets. Unnamed sources in the Biden administration warned that Vladimir Putin was preparing what they called a false flag attack. The point of the attack was to be a pretext for war with Ukraine. The suggestion was that Putin would stage a mass killing and then accuse the Ukrainians of doing it. So the Pentagon warned Americans to expect, quote, very graphic propaganda, including footage of corpses and actors that would be depicting mourners and images of destroyed locations, as well as military equipment in the hands of Ukraine or the West, end quote. It was a pretty complex story, but the media accepted all of it at face value and then repeated it uncritically. One of the very few who dared to ask questions at all about where the story came from was an Associated Press reporter called Matt Lee. And for asking that question, the State Department's flack all but accused him of working for Vladimir Putin. So that's what happens when you ask uncomfortable questions. The media caught on quickly and stopped asking them. But for weeks, the administration continued to release more of what it called declassified intelligence about Russia's plans. Officials said that Putin was about to use chemical weapons in Ukraine. Joe Biden himself repeated that story. And that's why Biden told us we need to send another $14 billion in tax dollars to the Ukrainian government. Everyone in Washington accepted this at face value, and the U.S. government sent the money. But Biden was not telling the truth, and weeks later, the administration admitted that. According to NBC News, multiple Biden administration officials have confirmed that there is, quote, no evidence Russia has brought any chemical weapons near Ukraine. So that wasn't true. But it wasn't the only lie. NBC described this fiction about chemical weapons as just one of a, quote, string of examples of unverified information the Biden administration claimed was real. So they weren't just lying to us about what was happening in Ukraine. They were lying to us at scale. But amazingly, and this is the telling point, NBC was not bothered by that. In fact, they celebrated it. NBC described the lies the Biden administration had told as a, quote, bold and so far successful strategy. And then NBC sent out one of the many intel agency puppets it employs to let us, the viewers, know we should be grateful the Biden administration is lying to us. Watch.
Now we're in the middle of the war, and the U.S. has been releasing intelligence. And sometimes it's not always based on the most high confidence reporting. For example, the United States made public that they believe there were indications that Russia may be poised to use chemical agents in Ukraine. Now, that hasn't come to pass. And officials told us that one of the reasons for making that public was in part to deter it. In another case, they talked about Russia going to China to ask for military help. There's no indication that that has happened either, but that was a way of warning the Chinese not to do it.
Oh, it's all very clever. So the Biden administration used disinformation to manipulate American public opinion. But NBC wants you to know that's okay because it was for a good cause.
Yeah. See, and that's where I look at this, I look at NBC, they once again are on the wrong side of something really, really nasty. I mean, that's horrible. Oh, did you see they had a big to-do today at the White House, reaction to the confirmation yesterday of Ketanji Brown Jackson? And I want you to hear real quick. I want to see if we can get into this and get out of this in time. Juan Williams was on Fox. He's the designated lib. This was Juan Williams yesterday on Fox. Reaction to the Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmation. Not surprisingly, I think he likes the move. Here we go. This is cut one.
Well, I think the first thing to say is what a historic day in terms of having a black woman on the court. And I think for every black female child in particular, but I think for children, all minority children, just a huge breakthrough. I mean, you think of Thurgood Marshall, you think of Sandra Day O'Connor, and I think I would put it in that category. I was so disappointed to see only three Republicans would cross the aisle to vote. I think this is something Brett Baer touched on with Mitch McConnell. Is the system for nominating and confirming a Supreme Court justice broken? And it looks to me like right now, even when you have a highly, I mean, even Republicans who voted against her said they thought that this lady was qualified. It seems like the system is broken, and that's a bad sign, for an important branch of our executive, for our federal government.
Juan Williams on Fox News, surprised that only three, and of course we know who they are, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney. These are people, by the way, that need to be drummed out of the core. I'm sorry, but we are simply going to have to primary these people. And let's make this not just a red wave, but a conservative red wave. When you're looking at candidates all across the state of Nevada who are running for office, we need to vet them and know who the libtards are, who are the folks that are going to be good for us, that are going to be conservative for us, and who are the ones that are not. Simply put, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve A1 hearing aids from Starkey. I mean, this is cutting-edge technology. The engineers at Starkey are nothing short of incredible. I just love these folks. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments every hour. That's 55 million adjustments. Now I can hear in the loudest bar or restaurant, even during the loudest sporting events. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Las Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Round two of the Masters. In fact, let's check in with our own gentleman, Jim Dallas, who's been, he loves this and he loves tracking the first round, and he's been doing that for the second round as well. Tiger, not quite as good as